So I've recently become somewhat of an expert on spotted hyenas, and I'm here with fellow feminist Faith, who is curious to learn more about this dominant female icon of the animal world.
That's right. So I know hyenas laugh, but that sound I'm hearing right now doesn't sound anything like the laughs in The Lion King.
That's because they're not laughs. Spotted hyenas do laugh. It's a submissive vocalization. But the most common sound you'll hear them make are these whooping noises. Whoops are used for long-distance communication, and hyena clan members might use them to let others know where they are, or to tell everyone to gather together for hunting.
Wow. What else do we usually get wrong about spotted hyenas?
Well, one common misconception is that spotted hyenas are primarily scavengers. They will eat carrion, but actually they get the majority of their food from hunting, so that's something that well-known media, like The Lion King, gets wrong. Spotted hyenas are built for corralling large ungulates, like buffalo or zebra, so they're pretty muscly. Working together, groups of hyenas can more easily take down large animals, which is probably why they've evolved to live in social groups. They can run pretty fast, too, but instead of sprinting after prey, hunting parties chase them at a slower pace, so the prey tires out over time, and then they move in for the kill. This is known as persistence hunting, which we also see in many social canids.
That reminds me of another thing I've heard about hyenas. Is it true they're more like cats than dogs?
It is true. Technically, hyenas are more closely related to felines than canines, as they fall into the suborder Feliforma instead of Caniforma. They do look somewhat like dogs, though, and they're highly social, so people often compare them to wolves or wild dogs. Their societal structure, though, is actually more similar to cercopithecine primates, like baboons, compared to any other mammals. This species has so many oddities, it's easy to get confused with them all.
Well, I know both wolves and primates are pretty smart, so is it true that hyenas are as well?
It mostly is. Spotted hyenas live in large clans, and the need to communicate and coordinate with so many individuals and navigate different social relationships has led to highly developed social cognition in the species. Social cognition is one aspect of general intelligence, and so it's been proposed that hyenas be used as a model species to study the evolution of intelligence.
Cool. So how do clans keep themselves organized when there's so much going on?
Spotted hyenas have really strict dominance hierarchies to help that. And so in their clans, females are the leaders. The dominant female will lead the clan, and her offspring and grand offspring, which together form a matriline, are just below her on the hierarchy. Then comes a non-related female and her matriline, and so on. Within each matriline, females are dominant to males, too. Immigrant males hold the lowest ranks, because after they disperse and join new clans, they have to spend time building friendships with native clan members to have any chance of gaining quality food or mating opportunities. Hyenas enforce these dominance hierarchies both in physical scuffles and through more congenial rituals that strengthen social ties.
Is either more important than the other?
I wouldn't say so. Both methods are valuable in different contexts. For example, physical dominance is often needed to gain access to food. Meat's a limited resource for most hyena clans, and because larger, more dominant hyenas are able to push others away from carcasses, they can eat more and get higher quality meat. Having this strict social hierarchy helps too, though, because it reduces the level of potentially violent physical intervention that occurs, which can be harmful to any clan member.
So female hyenas are dominant to males. Does that mean that they're physically larger?
Yep. Female hyenas are about 10% bigger than their male counterparts, which is unusual in the mammal world. Females are often confused with males because they have highly masculinized genitalia as well. So, an erectile pseudopenis and pseudoscrotum.
What?
Yeah. And get this, they lack an external vaginal opening, so they actually have to give birth through a tiny urogenital canal that passes through the pseudopenis. First-time births are tough on hyena mothers. Having a pseudopenis gives females total control over reproduction, though, so it's not all bad.
That is handy. What a motherhood story to tell your kids, though. What else do hyena moms do for their young?
Quite a bit. Spotted hyenas produce some of the highest energy density milk in the animal kingdom, and nurse their young, often for up to 2 years. Even after cubs are weaned, they rely on their moms to access meat.
That's a case when physical intervention is important.
Right. Juvenile hyenas can take 5 to 6 years to fully grow up, Until then, they don't have the physical size or strength to push older clan members off of a carcass, or even to eat fast enough to actually get a full meal's worth. They need their moms to jump in and make room for them. This is actually why current research thinks female dominance evolved in spotted hyenas, and not in other social carnivores. Female hyenas are the sole providers for their cubs, and because of the long maternal investment needed to raise slow-growing cubs to independence, it would have been impossible for the species to continue if females weren't able to control their and their families' access to resources in an intensely competitive environment.
That's fascinating.
I certainly think so.
The loss of biodiversity is a big conversation topic now. Do spotted hyenas face any threats?
Not quite to the degree that many other large carnivores do, as spotted hyenas are currently only listed as a species of least concern on the IUCN Red List, but hyena populations are definitely decreasing. For example, just like we see locally with ranchers and wolves, agriculturalists and hyenas in Africa are often in conflict too. Hyenas will generally try to avoid places where people are grazing animals, but sometimes they will hunt livestock. Problem hyenas are usually killed, but sometimes out of fear of more depredations, whole populations might be targeted. Another big conservation issue with spotted hyenas today is snaring. Snares are simple wire traps set up along game trails to catch bushmeat, both for food and money. People usually mean to catch only large herbivores, but animals of all sorts can end up trapped and then killed or seriously injured. Organizations across sub-Saharan Africa are actively involved in carnivore research and monitoring, community education and empowerment, plus on-the-ground snare removal, all of which can have positive impacts on local communities and carnivore populations.
Can you elaborate more on these collaborative conservation efforts?
Well, unfortunately, actually relatively little conservation planning has occurred for hyenas compared to other large carnivores in Africa. So as interactions between spotted hyenas, humans, and other species increase in response to ongoing disturbance, more organized collaborative effort will be needed to ensure the protection of spotted hyenas and species worldwide.
Well, that's no laughing matter.
It isn't. Lasting conservation success will take a lifetime of determination for many of us. But if the hyenas can persevere, so can we. Thanks for listening!